I want to give glory to the Almighty God for the privilege I have even to stand before you this morning. I don't take it for granted at all. In the journey of life, from time to time, you find yourself where you just get to a plateau and nothing is moving again, and you are just where you used to be. And occasions like that, I've gone to the Lord and said, Baba, I'm serving you. God, I'm doing this. God, I'm doing that. And I'm not seeing progress. And many times I've had the Lord God say, come back. Come to the sanctuary. Let's discuss. Because people may be clapping for you. Oh, that you are this, you are that. But there is flesh, Mr. Flesh, that is controlling your life. And many times when I found myself in that sanctuary, one of the things that God brings out, he said, well, when people clap, and they don't clap very well, then you look at their face and say, clap for Jesus. Actually, what you actually meant is that they should clap more for you. And the Holy Spirit said, Mr. Mike Adegun, we cannot move you forward as long as you're expecting the clap of men. There are things that need to be removed from your life to take you to the next level. I saw someone who I just saw was in need. And I bent over backwards to send something quite good to the account. And when I met the person the next time, I was expecting him to come. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And he just passed me just like that. I said, something must be wrong. So deliberately, after I went to greet him, how are you doing? He said, fine. And that was all. I felt bad in my mind. Then I said, well, how are things with you? He said, oh, God, I've told you the other time, things are very rough. I said, but I sent something to your account. He said, when? Apparently, the guy has not checked his account because he didn't even have credit. When I told him what it was, he was literally prostrating. When I got home, Holy Spirit called me. He said, all you were looking for was thank you. We cannot take you to that level when you're expecting the thank you of men for what is not yours that we just gave you to release. My brothers and my sisters, there is a new journey for us. That's why this church has started us very well this year. But many of us might not be able to key into it except we purge ourselves. There are certain things we are carrying around that make it very, very difficult. And I want to take it off right from the message of last Sunday, which was just too beautiful, by Pastor Akinduko. He talked about Joshua, and he emphasized that for you to start a new beginning, God told Joshua, be strong and courageous. And I noticed that God said it to him three times. Be strong and courageous. Excuse me, the situations that we are facing in Nigeria. You need to be strong and courageous. Please help me to tell somebody. Be strong. You are not saying it as if you actually mean it. Because you will need it in this time. So, can I pick it up from there and let's quickly look that same Joshua. Because God was asking Joshua to lead them into the promised land. And can I announce to you that whatever is happening in Nigeria today, many are walking into a land full of milk and honey. Whatever the situation looks like, don't worry. When we'll be talking some other time, we'll say, but did we not tell you? It's just that you didn't believe. But this morning, let's just take it up Because now he had brought them strong and courageous. They had crossed the Jordan. And when they crossed the Jordan, God told Joshua, "Today I'll begin to magnify you in the face of all Israel." And there's someone in this hall who is going to be magnified in a big way. I don't know who that person is. If you think you are that person, can you shout hallelujah? But these things will not happen by accident. Can we open our Bibles to the book of Joshua chapter 5? I read very fast. Joshua chapter 5. I want to take it from verse 2. Joshua chapter 5. The Bible says, "At that time the Lord said to Joshua, 'Make flint knives for yourself.'" What is a flint knife? A very sharp knife. "And circumcise the children of Israel a second time." My brother, my sister, many of us need circumcision a second time. There are times I do it, it's not second, it's not third. Because there are moments God needs to take certain things out of your life, otherwise he cannot take you to where he's taking you to. So he said, "I'm taking you to a new land." The Bible says in verse 3, "So Joshua made flint knives for himself and circumcised the sons of Israel at the heel of their foreskin." I'm sure you know what circumcision is. When they take knife and cut off the foreskin. The Bible tells us that, and this is the reason why Joshua circumcised them. "All the people who came out of Egypt, who were males, all the men of war, had died in the wilderness on the way after they had come out of Egypt. For all the people who came out had been circumcised, but all the people born in the wilderness on the way as they came out of Egypt had not been circumcised." Without that circumcision, there's very little you can do. Verse 6, he said, "For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people who were men of war came out of Egypt were consumed because they did not obey the voice of the Lord, to whom the Lord swore that he will not show them the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers that he will give them." Which type of land? I didn't hear you. "A land flowing with milk and honey." "Then Joshua circumcised their sons, whom he raised up in their stead." For they were not circumcised because they had not been circumcised on the way. By the grace of God, another opportunity will come where we'll just talk about this. Many times we look at the youth, we look at what they are doing, and we begin to talk. Many times we look at people who are just newly born again, and we begin to wonder, does this one really know the Lord? But the Bible tells us that they were not circumcised because they did not circumcise them. The truth of the matter is that they are not the ones at fault. We are the ones at fault because we did not circumcise them. They could not have circumcised themselves. But that's a message for another day. So it was when they had finished circumcising all the people that they stayed in their places in the camp till they were healed. You know, when circumcision is done, excuse me, somebody has just been newly circumcised, can he jump up and go and play football? I didn't hear you. And he wants to do exercise. What does he do? He sits down quietly. Jojo. He might even take fan. Because the thing will be hot and painful. Excuse me, when circumcision comes and you are still clapping, we know you are not circumcised. When we see you and you hear a strong message and all you are doing is to clap at the end of the message, I know you didn't understand the message. There are certain messages you hear. Even if you raise your hand to clap, the hands should not come together. But because you did not hear, when the message was going on, they asked you to open your Bible, you saw alert, and your mind was on the alert. So at the end of the day, you just woke up and you started clapping. The Bible said, then the Lord said to Joshua, this day, which day? This day, I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Therefore, the name of this place shall be called Gilgal. Today, God is rolling away the reproach of Egypt from you. I say, God is rolling away the reproach of Egypt from you. Reproach of Egypt, we don't need to talk much about it. Just look around. I was coming to church here, a very long queue, and they have not even opened this petrol station. It's a reproach of Egypt in a country that is producing oil, that has refineries, and you don't have fuel to buy. It's a reproach of Egypt. Should we continue? Something is going to terminate it. And children of God who are circumcised are going to walk into that thing. Why? Because this land, as God has declared, is a land flowing with what? With milk and honey. And it is meant for those of us who are his children. And the Bible tells us that when they now entered Gilgal, something happened. Manna stopped. And they began to eat of the fruit of the land. And many of us, we come here, we share testimony, how God did this, how God did that, and that. And God is just saying, excuse me, what you are just eating is manna, common food. Manna sent in the morning, afternoon. That's what you have been eating. Baba says he's taking us to a land and he's going to change our menu. And you are going to eat of the fruit of the land. You don't need to go to another country. You are going to eat of the fruit of the land in this place in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So I see the Lord, what he had done there is changing our menu from 000 to 001 to 100. God is changing it. So whatever the political economy of this nation, there was a tough situation in Egypt before, but God created a Goshen where his own children were enjoying. Who is going with me to Goshen? Shout a big hallelujah. Very quickly, I just give us a background to this story. That passage started with Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Excuse me. Did Joshua not know that Moses had died? He knew, but God needed to announce it to him. Many of us are still living in the past, and God needs to say, excuse me. That's the past. Be ready to go. Moses, my servant, is Yayamutu. It's now time for you to move forward. And when he has said that Moses, my servant, is dead, Baba God himself now started talking to him as to what he has in his agenda for him. I'm taking you to a land, but be strong and be of good courage. Chapter 1, verse 6, face reality. Be strong, be of good courage. Verse 7, be strong, be of good courage. Verse 9, be strong, be of good courage. And then, when he got to verse 18, it was Joshua, he said, now telling the people what God had told him. He said, you people, be strong and be of good courage. Now, he began to tell them the testimony of the Lord. And that God, don't worry, he is going to demobilize all opposition. I don't know their name, whether it's A, B, C, C, D, F, whatever be the names. Something is going to happen that all of you will see. Baba is going to demobilize. I'm sure you don't believe. You will believe me very, very soon. Baba is going to demobilize them. And what happened was that they got to Jordan, and it was at the time Jordan was overflowing. And that was when Baba decided. You know, it was in the dry season, you can understand. But it was in the wet season, it was overflowing. And Baba said, this is the time I want to walk. When Baba wants to do something in your life, he does it at a time when it is against normal situations. So God parted Jordan, and he announced his plans once again to excel them and to make them to do what he will want them to do. So ladies and gentlemen, God said all this, but before he will do them, he said something. Go and make sharp knife. Go and make sharp knife. Excuse me, I know sharp knives are not easy things for anybody to take. If you see somebody with knife in front of you doing it like this, even though he's just admiring his knife, something begins to go in your mind. If there's a man who fears injection, that's the man standing before you. One day the nurse was just clear, yay! He said, no, I've not started the injection. Ah, I said, I felt something. It was cutting wool. And I was shouting, yay! Fear! But then, some time ago, I had a challenge with my eyes, and I went to the optician, and they needed to inject the eye. And so now, me, who closes eye for the one here, they now open it, and I saw them bringing it. You can imagine what happened to me. They gave the first one. They said there's going to be a second one. I said, give me 5 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, circumcision is not meant to be easy. When God says, I want to circumcise you, it's not playing games at all. At all, at all, at all. And so, this God, he says, circumcise them a second time. Excuse me. When God wants to circumcise, in fact, when even human beings want to circumcise, Sister Diola, if Baba wants to circumcise you, can you still stand up in this type of dress for circumcision? Eh, Prof, if God wants to circumcise you, what begins to happen? Number one, you remove your dress. Secondly, you remove your trouser. Thirdly, you remove your pants. In other words, except you open yourself to God and say, God, here am I before you. I'm naked before you. Look into my life. What are those things that are standing between you and myself? Excuse me, until a person comes to that level where you are ready to come to the Lord and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. I cannot help myself. There are things in my life that need to be cut off. Some, it could be just pride. For some, it could be in the course of your business you have had to bend corners. For some, it could be something, anger, quarrels, malice, jealousy. But we all come to church. He said, can you pray for the forgiveness of your sin? And I see people near me. Remashinda karabababa. Yerilibo sinde yerilibo. I can't tell them, but I know they are deceiving themselves. You did not sin speaking tongues. How can you now confess speaking tongues? They say, confess your sin. That is to say, open your mouth and tell God what you did. And this morning, that's all I'm asking you to do. We're going to leave room. If you indeed you need a circumcision of your heart, you stand up from your seat, you'll come and meet God, come to the altar, any part of the altar, and say, God, there's nothing to hide. Even if you hide it, he knows. So you can only be deceiving yourself. But this morning, we want to be sincere with Almighty God. He's taking us to a land flowing with milk and honey, but he cannot take us there except we are circumcised. Except the foreskin, certain sins that so easily beset us, you know them. You take your phone and what you are watching is pornography. You take your phone and what you are reading are things that should not be. And you say, God, it has become part of me, but this morning I have come for help. Can I have the worship team around? So I want you to look into your heart. This morning, I might not be able to finish this meeting and say, can we share the grace in fellowship? No, there wouldn't be that. For as many as are serious before the Lord, who wants to say, God, look at me. I'm tearing myself open before you as the worship team. I'm tearing myself open before you. This is me. There's nothing to hide. Talk it to the Lord. You are not talking it to any pastor. You are not talking to any human being. When you finish with the Lord, you can get up and go. There will be nobody to come and say, hey, I wish you had the grace. When you finish with God, you can go. But if you are too perfect, there's no problem about that too. After all, you can hide from God, Abby. But God, who knows everything, is around with us today. And so we take that on my body. It's your sanctuary. Purify me like gold so that I might be able to say that my body is your sanctuary. If indeed you want to make your body your God's own sanctuary and you want him to deal with those sins that so easily beset us, as that song comes forward, you come to the altar and begin to talk to the Lord by yourself.
My body is a sanctuary. My
can we be on our feet?
Is your sanctuary. Purify.
If you need that purification, if you need that circumcision, so you can come forward and come to the altar.
So I might be bold to say my body is your sanctuary.
You can take that decision, come to the altar.
My body. Your sanctuary, my body, oh, is your sanctuary.
The Lord, make yourself naked and say, God, here am I. I can't pretend again. People may be clapping for me, but you know, there are certain things that must be cut off from my life. Just continue gently. Waiting for you, you are coming.
Purify me as gold, so I might be bold to say my body is your sanctuary.
You will still continue with it very low, but so now, Father, this morning, some have come. Others are going to join them. See us and prepare us for that where you are taking us to. We lay ourselves open before you. And Father, make special example, special testimonies for our hearts. For as we come to you, as others join them, even in this altar this morning, Lord, touch us afresh and anew. If you want to join them, the song continues.
My body is your sanctuary. Purify me as gold. So your sanctuary, my body to hurry. My body is your sanctuary. Purify me as gold, so that I might be bold to say my body is your sanctuary.
My body,
purify me as gold, so
self.